T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Our top local story on News Radio WBBM. The state of Indiana takes another step toward reopening tomorrow, allowing more businesses and activities to resume. WBBM's Mike Krauser with the latest.
Most of the state is moving to stage 3 of Governor Eric Holcomb's back on track plan, with the exception of Lake, Marion, and Cass counties.
I say this with comfort and confidence. Starting Friday, 12:01 a.m. on Friday, we'll begin stage 3.
Starting on Friday, gyms can reopen. Non-contact sports are resuming. Basketball, baseball, tennis, and soccer. Pools can open. Up to 100 people can gather. Retail stores and shopping malls can open at 75% capacity. Restaurants are still limited to 50%. If all goes well, Lake County, nearest Chicago, moves to the next stage on June 1st. Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
For the first time since the state health department began keeping track, the number of COVID-19 patients in Illinois hospitals has dropped below 4,000. Dr. Ngozi Ezike is the state's public health director.
3,914 individuals were reported to be hospitalized with COVID-19 across the state. Of those, 1,005 were in the ICU. And 554 were on ventilators.
Meanwhile, Governor Pritzker says when the state is expected to move into the next phase of his Restore Illinois plan late next week, restrictions on several outdoor activities will be eased. A judge in North Suburban Lake County has turned down Sheriff John Eidelberg's effort to force the county health department to provide information about COVID-19 patients. However, in a compromise agreement, the Daily Herald reports the county's jail's medical provider can call the health department to confirm whether a new inmate had previously tested positive for the virus. The sheriff sued the health department last month after officials refused to share the names and addresses of county residents who have tested positive for COVID-19. The Chicago Public School System is relaxing the rules regarding graduation ceremonies.
CPS officials once said that only virtual graduation ceremonies would be allowed for the city's 25,000 high school seniors and 26,000 eighth graders. But with Illinois on track to enter phase 3 of the governor's Restore Illinois plan to reopen in the state, district leaders have added certain types of non-virtual ceremonies to the mix. In real life, graduation ceremonies include drive-through graduations and home visits. Drive-through or drive-up ceremonies can take place at drive-in movie theaters, school parking lots, or stadium parking lots. Rob Hart, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Memorial Day is a holiday set aside to commemorate the lives of military men and women who died for our country. This week, the Aurora Beacon News reports there will be a caravan through the village of Oswego to honor them. Fire trucks, police squad cars, plows, and trucks will take part. It'll be tomorrow afternoon. Residents are being advised to watch the caravan from their front porches and yards and to engage in social distancing. Governor Pritzker has activated the Illinois National Guard to help several areas of the state to prepare for potential flooding. He's also issued a disaster proclamation for Grundy, Pike, Scott, and Morgan counties. The main concern is for communities along the Illinois River. The National Weather Service is forecasting major river flooding over the next several days for portions of the Illinois River, as well as moderate to minor flooding along 9 other rivers all across the state of Illinois. As it deals with a dramatic loss of riders because of the pandemic, Metra is now offering a $10 daily pass. The all-day pass will be good for unlimited rides on all Metro lines all day until 3 a.m. the next morning. The pass is expected to be sold for at least the next 2 months.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.